BE. The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan, the Insurance Man.
It is Tuesday afternoon. That means it's All Things Insurance this hour between 5 and 6. And Dan, the Insurance Man, is here to answer your questions, give you the information you need, and lots more. And he'll be giving you the phone number to call him. And that means on the air and at his office as well. Dan, good to see you.
Hey, AJ, thanks so much. And good afternoon, Jacksonville. If you're on your way home, drive safely. The traffic was already starting to build. It was cloudy. It was overhanging. And it was already starting to get a little on the rainy side.
Yeah, it doesn't look like Florida this afternoon.
Nope. So drive. So if you're on the road, drive safe. We got a lot of interesting topics today. We're going to talk a little bit about Medicare. Medicare doesn't release their information. You would think that Medicare would release the upcoming year's information a little bit more timely. We're halfway through the Medicare enrollment window, and they just now released the 2020 dollar numbers for the Part B premium and the Part B mm-hmm. medical deductible. They just released all these numbers just the other day, and we're halfway through the enrollment window.
Wow, you think they would have done that before?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The enrollment window opened.
Exactly. You would think that they would be able to release these numbers before you go into the enrollment window, so that you have the actual numbers that you need to look at when you're making a decision.
Mm-hmm.
So what's
the good news?
Well,
sorry, I had to ask.
Well, the good news is, I guess it's good news is in the eye of the beholder in this particular case.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is that there's apparently going to be a 1.6% rate increase to everybody's Social Security check.
Well, every bit helps.
Every little bit helps. There's the positive. There's a little bit of a silver lining. Here's a little bit of tarnish.
All right, here it comes.
The tarnish is that your Medicare Part B premium, that's the amount that's deducted out of your Social Security check,
mm-hmm.
is going up 6.7%.
Ouch.
Which means that instead of paying $135.50 per month out of your Social Security check, it's going to go to $144.60.
So we're getting a little raise, but they're getting more of a raise.
Yes, that's correct. And then for anybody who has to worry about the Part B medical premium, which is anybody who's in a supplement plan that that doesn't cover that, which is basically an F plan, which has now been grandfathered in, that has gone up another 6.7%. So instead of 185 for 2020, that number is going to be $198.
Right there at almost 200. Wow.
Yep. So that went up $13. And of course, 135 to 144.60, that's $9.60.
So that affects more of the folks that are on original Medicare with the supplement?
No, it affects everybody. It doesn't matter what you're on, whether you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, a supplement, or original Medicare, that Part B.
Well, the Part B affects everyone, right?
Right. That's going to come out. The Part B medical deductible are only people who have certain supplement plans or original Medicare.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. But that was a two-part stage there.
Yes.
But the original part with the Part B, now that affects everyone. That's what we should all understand. Okay.
That's correct. So nobody who's on Medicare is going to get out from paying that Part B premium unless they make below the federal poverty level, in which case they would qualify for a Medicaid program, and then Medicaid, the Florida State Medicaid program, pays that Part B premium on that person's behalf.
Right. So it actually doesn't affect their Social Security payment then.
Correct. Correct. It's officially, it's taken out and then it's put right back in again. Mm-hmm. So it's just confusing how the government does it. But from a person's standpoint, you know, that money's inside their Social Security check every month. It's direct deposited into their bank account.
So those that are more in need, that have a lower income threshold as they retire, Medicaid works in conjunction with Medicare.
Because correct.
Some folks don't know the difference between Medicare and Medicaid.
That's true. And you know, and if you don't know whether you have a family member that might qualify for Medicaid and you're not sure, you can always give me a call. If you have a question on the air, that phone number is 904-831-0600. We have all the lines open at the moment, so I will guarantee you that if you call right now, you will get on the air right away. No wait. And then if you're a little shy, you can always reach out to me off the air at Thomas & Associates at 904-730-3900, or you can go to the website healthinsurancethomas.com and you can go to the online chat feature or go to the contact us page and find my name, Dan, and hit the email me link and just send me an email direct and I'll be more than happy to reach back out to you privately. But again, if you want to call the show, ask your question on the air, that number is 904-831-0600. All the lines are open, so don't be shy. We'll get you on the air right away. So again, some pretty significant changes to Medicare. You know, you're getting a 6.7% increase in what's going to come out of your check with that Part B premium. Then the government is going to say, well, hey, you get a cost of living increase of 1.6% is the number I saw earlier today. Of course, you have, for anybody who makes over a certain amount, there is what's known as IRMA, and that is for people who make over a certain dollar amount, they will pay more. It's for basically people that the government considers wealthy, and you will pay more on your Part B premiums and everything. So we're first segment's almost over here. It's already, I've got my little 2 minute
warning. A lot of information
warning.
Already, though.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about the Affordable Care Act a little bit. There are some changes here. I mean, we got about another month to get, well, a little bit more than a month to go for the Affordable Care Act for people to make changes to their plans. I'm going to talk to you about the premiums, what I've been seeing from a premium standpoint. Typically, you're seeing some premium increases, and I'm going to kind of explain why we're seeing those premium increases so that you have a better understanding of what's going on. And we'll talk about that. And we will talk about some other types of life insurance, whether it's life insurance mm-hmm. or an accident plan, or again, maybe some information on a Medicare Advantage plan. So we will just keep on going. Again, if you need to call the show, give us a call, 904-831-0600. All the lines are open, so I can promise you that AJ will get you on the air.
I'll do my best.
Right away without a wait.
All right. Well, so, hopefully no waiting.
That's right.
Unlike when you go to Social Security.
That's
right. Okay, moving right along. But the thing you should remember now is for Medicare, if you're in the Medicare program or about to be, you have until, what, December 7th to decide if you're going to change or enroll or whatever you're going to do, right?
Yeah. So right. If you're already on Medicare, you have till December 7th to make a decision as to what you want to change to, if you want to change anything at all.
Very good. All right. Okay. So Dan, the insurance man, will be back in a flash. And remember, that number to call is right here. It's 831-0600. Of course, area code 9.
The Wright brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, voters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
American Electrical Contracting. Wired right at a fair price.
Do you take your power for granted? Call American Electrical and make sure your home or office is operating at peak efficiency. Get an electrical checkup. Call 737-7770 for any electrical need. Look for the red, white, and blue eagle on the side of their truck, and you'll know it's American Electrical.
American Electrical Contracting. Wired right at a fair price.
What is the White House strategy going forward on impeachment? We'll discuss in studio with senior legal advisor to the president, Jana Ellis, on the next America First with me, Dr. G. And recap the impeachment hearings with Sinclair Broadcasting's Boris Epstein. Plus, talk to angel mum, Agnes Gibney, about the killer of her son, who will soon be released from prison without ICE being allowed to do anything about it.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB.
Now, back to Dan, the insurance man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
If you have a question for Dan, remember that line is open now, 904-831-0600, 831-0600. You can ask Dan any question about the topics he's talking about or any insurance topic. Dan?
Hey, thanks, AJ. All right, guys, we are back on the air, and AJ read the number off. So give us a call. We have full open lines, so we get you on the air right away. But if you're a little on the shy side and you want to reach out to me off the air, you can do that at Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900. That's 904-730-3900. Or you can go to the website, healthinsurancethomas.com, and go to the online, to the little chat feature, the little chat window box in the lower right-hand corner of the screen, and open up a chat session to ask your question there, or you can go to the Contact Us page and find me, Dan, on the Contact Us and send me an email by clicking the little email me link. So we kind of went over some of those increases are for Medicare, and now let's kind of talk a little bit about the Affordable Care Act, or what's also lovingly referred to as Obamacare. And let's talk about the health insurance premiums that I am seeing there. So the subsidy or tax credit is calculated on the second cheapest silver plan in a geographic area. So in this case, it would be, let's say, Duval County is the geographic area. And so what happens is the subsidy or the tax credit, it's calculated by that second cheapest silver plan. So what happens is let's say for 2019, Florida Blue had the second cheapest silver plan. So that subsidy was calculated on the cost of that second cheapest silver plan. So let's say that that the cost of that plan was $300 a month. Well, it means that if you're making, regardless of what your income is, the subsidy for that plan is calculated based on that $300 a month premium. So what happened here in 2020? What's happening here in 2020? Well, there's another company that came into Duval County. I'm not going to mention their name, but what they did was is they came in and they said, well, we want to be the cheapest plan in the area. So they came in and they said, well, we want that spot, that second cheapest silver plan spot. And they took it. How did they take it? They took it by making their plan less expensive than the plan that was in there for 2019, which belonged to Florida Blue. So what happened? The new company comes in lower. Instead of maybe charging $300 a month, they say, well, we're going to charge $200 a month. Well, now the subsidy that's being calculated for Duval County is not being calculated on a $300 a month premium. It's being calculated on a $200 a month premium. And so what happens to everybody else? Everybody else is going to pay more money because this company has lowered the subsidies or tax credits for everybody else in the county. What they're hoping is that you will buy their plan because it's got the lower premium. The problem with that is that the company does not have necessarily a strong network of hospitals and doctors that might be doing what you need to do. Maybe all your doctors are through the Mayo Clinic. Maybe all your doctors are through the Baptist Health System. Maybe they're through UF Health. Well, what happens is you lose your doctors if you go to this cheaper plan. Now, I can tell you that over the last few years, I have seen two other companies come into Duval County to sell their insurance. They've all come in as the cheapest plan to take that spot. They hold it for approximately 1 year. And then the first company that did it, they came in and had to do a 75% rate increase in Duval County alone because they had underpriced their plans so dramatically that they were losing money, and that to not go into receivership and basically go out of business, they had to increase their rates to bring more money into their bank accounts to be able to pay the claims that they were having to. The second company that did that came in, and again, they said, well, we want the second cheapest silver plan spot. They came in, they did the same thing, and at the end of the year, when they were moving into their second year, they had to give up that spot. Why? Because, again, they came in, they were charging too low of a premium, their claims were too high. The state of Florida said, hey, you're either going to go out of business or you're going to increase your rates. And if you plan to sell your plans this year, you're going to increase your rates. I think it was in Duval County, it was 40%, but there were other counties in the state that had, 75, 80, 60% rate increases because of these pricing strategies, but really don't work. So what's happening is these health insurance companies, they come into the market, they think, hey, we're going to make a big bang. We're going to come in, we're going to capture market share, we're going to charge this low premium. And then comes year two, and in year two, they've lost their shirt, and the only way that they can stay in business and or the state will allow them to sell insurance the second year is to increase their premiums by double digits, if not triple digits, depending on the county. So, you say, well, what do we do? Well, I'll tell you what you do. You kind of batten down the hatches. You weather this. It's only for 1 year. Next year, your premiums are going to stabilize, and they're probably going to come down some because everybody else is going to be even higher than before. So that's kind of what happens. I know it's a little bit confusing. So if you have any questions, you need some clarification, give us a call on the air, 904-831-0600. And AJ will get you on the air to ask your question, or you can reach out to me off the air, 904-730-3900. And, you know, you've got till December 15th to make any changes to your health insurance plan for the Affordable Care Act. So don't kind of sit and wait for the last minute. It can get very stressful. And I can tell you every year, people procrastinate. They wait till the last minute. They are calling me at 11 o'clock at night on December 15th saying, can you please, I need to make a change for my health insurance. I need to update my information. I need to change my plans, or I need to enroll. I haven't enrolled yet for the new year. And what's happening is, you know, it takes about 40 minutes to do a brand new enrollment. It takes about 20 to 30 minutes to do a re-enrollment. So if you've already got a healthcare.gov, or healthcare.gov application out there, takes about 20 to 30 minutes to review the information and update all of it. And then if you're brand new, it's maybe about 45 minutes, 1 hour tops.
Wow.
So you got to think, you know, if you're calling at 11 o'clock at night, you may or may not get your health insurance because I may or may not be able to answer the phone and help you. Because I might be on the phone with somebody else. If I'm not, I'm answering the phone to help you. But if I'm on the phone with somebody else, you may not be able to get a plan before that deadline hits.
Only one at a time.
That's right.
And if somebody else is ahead of you, could be out of luck. S-O-L.
I have had years where I've had a waiting room of people at 9:30, 10 o'clock, 10:30. They're waiting for their turn to get in and see me. To get an application submitted so that they can get their health insurance. So don't wait till the last minute. You don't need to. Call me, set up an appointment, and I can go through the information and we can get everything done, and then you can sleep peacefully at night. And it's easy peasy. Just don't wait till the last minute. When you wait till the last minute, that's
when
they're
all pressure on everybody then.
That's where the stress hits. The stress hits when you're trying to get it done at the last minute.
Dan is a great insurance agent, but he is does not have procrastination insurance.
Right. There is no, you know, I wish I did.
Maybe. That'd be something.
I could make a killing on that.
Man, I didn't even think of that.
I could make, yeah, that would be it. That's a great idea. I don't know if I could get the state of Florida to buy into procrastination insurance.
Well, maybe Medicare or Social Security might have. they didn't reveal the percentage increase in the Part B. Just recently?
Just recently, just the other day.
Wow.
I mean, what today's right in the Tuesday.
Middle, right in the middle of enrollment.
Today's Tuesday. I think they released it on Monday, yesterday.
Wow.
So, look at that music. That means we're going into our news break. We're at the bottom of the half hour. We're already at the halfway point. Look at that. Just the time just flies. So, again, give us a call, 831-904-831-0600 to get your question on the air. And then give me a call, 904-730-3900 at Thomas & Associates. Or you can go to the website, healthinsurancethomas.com. Or go to the and either go to the contact us page, or go to the chat feature, and ask your question through the chat feature. And how much time do we have left, AJ? Seconds.
All right.
How much time do we have left?
Right now we got about 3 seconds.
Oh,
we'll see you in a couple.
600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump called members of all five branches of the military stationed across the world to share Christmas greetings and thank them for their service ahead of the Christmas holiday. Speaking today by video conference from his private club in Florida, the president spoke to a group that included Marines in Afghanistan, an Army unit in Kuwait, a Navy ship in the Gulf of Aden, an Air Force base in Missouri, and a Coast Guard station in Alaska. The president also took time to lash out as his Senate impeachment trial continues to remain at an impasse with Republicans and Democratic leaders at odds over its format and whether witnesses should be called. Mr. Trump today singling out Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who is indefinitely holding sending the articles of impeachment that the House passed last week up to the Senate, saying that Pelosi hates the Republican Party. Meanwhile, Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says any trial without witnesses would be a sham. SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good afternoon, I'm Nikki Whaley. A child is dead after a hit-and-run crash in Polk County. It happened Sunday afternoon on I-4 near SR 559. Florida state troopers say a three-year-old boy was sitting on the lap of a backseat passenger when another car hit them, which caused the driver to lose control and strike the median. The driver who caused the crash fled the scene, and the boy later died at the hospital. Remember common sense safety tips this holiday season. If you have a real Christmas tree, keep it well hydrated to lessen the risk of it igniting and catching fire.
Do not overload extension cords and be sure to use the proper extension cord for either outdoors or indoors.
That's Miami-Dade's Fire Rescue's Erica Benitez, and she says be sure to turn off all electrical lights before leaving your house and going to bed. That's Jacksonville Dodd Radio News.
How would you describe your health care? If you're like most Americans these days, the word affordable isn't top of mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted health care option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Unlike insurance, MediShare is a Christian health care sharing ministry. Hundreds of thousands of believers across America who share each other's medical bills. For over 25 years, they've trusted in the MediShare model because it works. You'll be amazed at what you'll save, up to $500 every month. And here's the best part. Because MediShare is based on biblical principles, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. MediShare is affordable health care for Christians.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your health care. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Does your furnace need repair? Your house need cleaning? Or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman.homeadvisor.com. HomeAdvisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman.homeadvisor.com. Handyman.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman.homeadvisor.com.
Tune in every Wednesday afternoon at 5 for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
We're looking at lots more homes coming up, lots more restaurants.
Anita has all the latest news on Northeast Florida hot properties and everything you need to know relating to your most important investment.
The whole idea is to sell your house. We know what the market is.
It's Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles every Wednesday afternoon at 5 on AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio WBOB. Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio WBOB.
It's the second half of the show already on this Tuesday afternoon. And Dan the Insurance Man is live and direct here in the studio in Jacksonville at 904-831-0600. And Dan, we have Steve on the line. He's got a timely question here about healthcare sharing plans.
Sure, go right ahead.
Hi, Dan. I've got for my sons who are 26 and 27 years old and no longer on my plan. I purchased a health sharing plan for them. Now, it carries like a $10,000 deductible, so I like it for the catastrophic end of it.
But I'm wondering, you know, with the health care dollars I'm spending, it's one of them's $80, one of them's $90 a month. Is that a lot for a $10,000 deductible plan?
Well, here's my question. How old are your sons again?
26 and 27. Actually, 27 and 28 now.
So, I take it they work?
One works and one is in grad school, should be graduating at the end of this year.
So the one who's in grad school, he's probably working part-time, I'm taking it?
No, he's not working at all. He can't. I mean, it's a pretty intense grad school program. And once he gets out, he'll be on his own. He'll be fine. The other one works at a zoo making, I don't know, $10, $11 an hour. And they do not offer, even though he's full-time, they're not offering him an insurance plan.
So he might actually, based on his income, $10-$11 an hour, he's making, you know, somewhere between $20,000 and $23,000 a year. He can qualify for a pretty sweet plan, like a zero deductible with relatively low copays through the Affordable Care Act.
I tried that and wasn't able to get through. I couldn't get him registered for Medicaid, even though he's below the poverty line, simply because he doesn't have any children. And
he wouldn't be on Medicaid. He could get a plan. He works. I mean, he's not going to get approved for Medicaid just because he works.
Okay.
He's making, you know, $23,000 a year, but that income will qualify him through the Affordable Care Act. He'd probably pay right a little less than what he's paying now for the health insurance, and instead of a $10,000 deductible, he'd qualify for a plan that could be a zero deductible.
Okay. How do I get started with that?
reach out to me. 904-730-3900, and hold on a moment. AJ will put you back on hold, and he'll pick up, and he'll make sure he writes your number down to give to me, and I can also reach out to you tomorrow morning.
Perfect. And then for my son who's in grad school, now he doesn't work, but would he be eligible for a better deal with the Affordable Care Act also, or not really?
No, because he's not really showing any income. So you're probably better off with it could be, because he could be getting a stipend through the grad program.
He's not.
Okay. So I'd have to ask you some more questions regarding your older son, but he might be best staying on the SHARE program for right now. But like I said, once I have a little bit more in-depth conversation with you and can ask you some more personal questions that I wouldn't ask on the air, I might be able to revise that answer.
Okay, sounds great. I look forward to speaking with you tomorrow.
All right, and AJ, if you can get Steve's number for me, that would be great.
All right, I will do so. If Steve will hang on the line, please hang on the line, Steve, so I can get the caller ID from you. And also, we have looks like we have Ina on the line. She has a Medicare question that's involved with her family, so let's get Ina on the line. Hello.
Hi, Ina.
Hello. Hi. I am so glad to talk to you, because I was driving from work to home, and I have this in my mind about how much money we have to pay only for 3 months for Medicare for my mother. And we had to pay $1,800 approximately, and it's because she had to pay per A and per B, I guess.
Oh, yes, because she doesn't have enough quarters to cover.
Yes, and really it's a surprise, because we moved from Seattle to here, and I never see such an amount of money. And I don't know what can I do to improve the situation.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think you said you were living in Seattle, Washington.
I was.
Yeah. All right.
Now,
so
we are in Jacksonville, about San Agustin.
Yeah. So Seattle, so Washington State, I know expanded their Medicaid program when the Affordable Care Act law was started. They expanded their Medicaid program. So your mother was probably qualifying for Medicaid in Washington State. Now, that doesn't mean that she doesn't qualify for Medicaid in Florida. It just means that there are some additional questions that need to be answered. What I would recommend, do you have some pen and paper?
Yes.
If you would give me a call tomorrow at 904-730-3900. Yes. And yes. We can go over it. We can set an appointment, and I can see if we can't get your mom approved for Medicaid. I'll have to ask you some additional questions that I don't want to, that are personal in nature, and I don't want to ask those on the air. And then if you stay on the phone, AJ will get back on the phone with you, and he will get your phone number so that I can also try to reach out to you tomorrow. As well.
Perfect. It could be from 11:30 to noon.
I'll
reach me because I am working.
Yes.
And I have to work a lot to just to pay all this bill.
don't worry about a thing. We'll make I'll connect with you, and we'll set an appointment that's convenient for you and your mom.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
All right, Ina, thank you. And hang on the line. I'll get that information. Okay, Dan.
All right. So you know what? So two questions that were very relevant. If you have a family member and you're thinking to yourself, you know, gosh, they're paying so much. I don't believe that. How come they can't get any additional help? Sometimes they can. There's all sorts of programs that are available for retirees to help pay for costs. Most of them are income-based, but not necessarily all of them. Even if you don't qualify for Medicaid, Social Security has a program called Extra Help that will help you reduce the cost of your prescription drug medications. If you qualify for that extra help, the maximum you can pay for a prescription drug is $8.95. So it really limits the cost that you would pay out for medications. You don't have to be below the poverty level. It is an income-based program, and I'm happy to help to get somebody qualified with that. So again, you know, maybe you have, like our caller Steve, maybe you have a son or a daughter and you're paying for these high deductible plans. Well, but that's great. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a high deductible plan, but to be honest, there's a lot better out there. And it depends on the situation. So again, don't think that there's not a better or a more affordable solution out there, and don't make the inquiry. I helped a client on Monday, on Veterans Day, and she asked me if her supervisor called. And you know what? I'm gonna see if I can get through this story here during the music, but if not, I'll pick it up. So anyway, she told her supervisor to call me. Her supervisor said, well, I can't afford the insurance, never called me, and then went into the hospital and had tens of thousands of dollars in medical expenses. And the truth is, could I have helped her supervisor? I don't know, but I guarantee you that I probably could have found her an affordable plan. So I don't want you to think, don't keep the hurdle that you have to get through is to call and ask for help, because there's an affordable plan out there for you or your family member. Just reach out.
Sounds great. Dan, the insurance man. One more segment coming up. He's got more answers to your questions. It's Dan, the Insurance Man on WBOB.
Over the past 2 years, your home has likely increased considerably in value. In fact, depending on where you live and many other factors, your home has probably increased at least 10% in the last 24 months. And many homes are appraising at increases of 25% or more. So, are you insured for the difference? If you haven't requoted your home insurance lately, the answer could be no. Requote your home today with American Integrity's online quote tool. It's fast, stress-free, and completely anonymous. And best of all, it's free. At American Integrity, we're Floridians just like you, so we know that a big storm isn't a matter of if, but when. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. If you've never compared rates on your home insurance, don't wait. There's a chance you might not be insured for the true value of your home. Visit WeProtectJacksonville.com to use our free online quote tool. Get a free quote today at WeProtectJacksonville.com.
The forensic analyst searched for clues to the house fire.
Could that be...
starch? Suddenly, it came together. The fire was started by...
an over-microwaved potato?
Covered. July 25th, 2015. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
For limited time, go to MyPillow.com. When you buy a set of Giza Sheets, Mike will give you a set of Giza Sheets for free when you use promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 and give them promo code WBOB for this fantastic offer.
Insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan, the Insurance Man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Dan, the Insurance Man, indeed, he's here in the studio, and he's still prepared to answer your questions. We still have time between now and just about 6 o'clock, so let's get back to Dan.
Hey, thanks, AJ. So, gosh, you know, The profit center timeouts, they come and go very quick now. Mm-hmm. They used to be longer.
Okay.
So, but it just seems to me they used to be longer.
What, you mean our breaks in the show?
Yeah.
It might be because you're on the cell phone.
Oh, it could be.
Oh, I didn't say that.
All right. So we are back on the air, Jacksonville, and I'm going to talk to you about insurance some more. Again, give us a call. Again, we have all our lines open again. So give us a call, 904-831-0600. If you want, you can call me off the air for a private conversation, 904-730-3900, or go to the website healthinsurancethomas.com and use the online chat feature, or go to the Contact Us page and look for Dan. And send me an and just click the email me link and send me an email, and I'll reach out to you that way as well. So, I'm going to kind of touch a little bit more on what I was talking about before we took our break there, and I want to just say that the biggest hurdle that you are going to have is thinking that something is unaffordable and not realizing how affordable it can be. I wish I had videos of how many people I have helped that have told me, I did not realize that my insurance would be this affordable. I thought that it was I wasn't going to be able to afford anything. And it turns out that they are surprised about the premium once we sit down and talk about it, and I give them a quote. So that's the takeaway that I want you to leave with, is that I don't want you to be afraid to call and get a quote. It's no obligation. I'm not going to hit you over the head with a baseball bat and make you buy something that you don't want to buy. But I do want you to leave with a quote so that you know exactly what it's going to cost and if it's going to be affordable for your budget. And I will be surprised if I don't have something that's going to be affordable and meet your needs for the upcoming year. Whether it's for you, whether it's for a family member, whether it's for your entire family, there are affordable solutions out there. So, don't hesitate. Call me and share with me what you're trying to get accomplished, and I will find you an affordable plan. Now, whether that's life insurance, health insurance, Medicare insurance, any type of insurance, car, your home, boat, motorcycle, I don't care what it is. Everything I do is to help you, my listening audience, and the people of Jacksonville and really the people of the state of Florida. And so if you need a quote, call me for a quote. I'm not going to promise you that I'm going to save you money. What I am going to promise you is that the quote I give you is going to be for the proper amount of insurance that you need. Now, maybe it's going to save you money. Maybe it's going to be the same amount of money that you pay for, that you're paying now, but the coverage amounts are going to be the appropriate amounts that you need. What I will promise you is that if I'm not able to help you, if you really have the right amount of insurance that you need and you're getting it for a better price than I can provide you, that's what you're going to hear from my mouth. You're going to hear me say, you need to stay where you're at. Don't make a change. Because that's what's important to me, that I bring to my profession honesty and integrity and truthful answers to the people that are sitting across from me. And to be honest, I want you to be sitting across from me. I want you to share me with all your neighbors, the people that you know at church, the people that you know through any volunteer organizations that you're with. I can help anybody with any problem that they have regarding insurance. I can even help people who are wondering what they're going to do about their dog or cat, because I can even put pet insurance that covers a veterinary bill if that's something that somebody is concerned about.
And some of those veterinary bills can be rather steep.
Yes, they can be. I'll be honest, and I was talking to somebody the other day, you can't get out of a vet now without paying $200.
Mm-mm-mm.
You just can't. There are no, I don't know of any veterinarians that you can take a pet to for the rabies shot, an annual checkup, whatever the case might be. It always costs me $200, and I've got two dogs. So that means that I'm paying $400 when I take them to the vet, because it's always $200 a piece.
And we want they're part of our family. You want them to be healthy.
That's right.
So that you coverage
do.
Certainly does make sense. Some of us don't think about that.
That's absolutely right. And I can tell you right now that the average cost for pet insurance for a dog is about $40 or $50 a month. Mm-hmm. And if you have a cat, it's about $20 to $30 a month, just depending on how many bells and whistles you want on the plan and how much of you want to cover a veterinary bill from a catastrophic standpoint.
Well, that's a great point. And because we obviously have deep relations with our pets because they are part of our extended family. And another thing that I just want to bring back that you said, which I think, you know, really sunk into my brain, was the fact that now Dan might not be able to save you money on a quote, but he might be able to balance your insurance coverage better for you at that amount. So than what you're paying now. Is that what you were saying earlier?
Yeah. So there's many times that somebody comes in and they need insurance, and they are with some other company and they're at like the state minimum, $10,000, $20,000 for bodily injury and $10,000 property for property damage. And they're paying $700, $800 a month, maybe $1,000 a month.
Wow.
Or $1,000 every 6 months or something like that.
Okay. Every six months.
So I misquoted. Don't pay attention to that monthly figure. That was for a six month policy. Right. So, it could be $700, $800, maybe $1,000. And I can turn around and sometimes I can save a person money, but I will say this, that it's very rare that I can't give somebody a better policy and they're going to pay the same amount that they are already paying, but they're getting more coverage for their dollars. So, you can go from $10,000, $10,020 state minimum. And, I can give you five times more coverage and put you at $5,100, a much better plan for an auto insurance policy. And you're going to be paying right about the same amount of money.
Right. And your coverage is increased and you're protected more completely.
Yes. You're protected more completely. You've protected the other person in case you're the at fault driver. Mm-hmm. And if you're not the at fault driver, you've got the proper amount of uninsured motorists to make sure that you're protected as well.
Right. Because we know that is a problem in Florida and nationwide.
Right. And it's been a while since I mentioned this, but in the state of Florida is the number one state in the nation for uninsured motorists. Mm-mm-mm. That percentage is right around 26%. So that means when you're at a stoplight in the city of, in anywhere in the state of Florida, when you're stopped at a red light or a stop sign, look around you and look at how many cars there are. And then because one out of four is driving either with no insurance or state minimum insurance and isn't going to be able to fix your car or any of the or all of the damages that they might cause in an accident.
And those might be the ones that are driving a little more, let's put it, impolitely.
That's right. And
more aggressively.
And I don't want you to be one of those people that has state minimum coverage and you're not able to fix the other guy if you're at fault for the accident. So, I don't want you to be one of those underinsured people. I want you to have proper coverage that protects you, your family, and the other driver as well, just like they should be protecting you. So we got 1 minute. That's it. We're at the last minute of the show. Right, AJ?
This is correct. Yeah, we're now at 50 seconds. No.
So I'm not going to give out the number for you to call. But you know what? We can. If somebody calls and we're quick, we can still get you on the air. So if you have a question, 904-831-0600.
Or put that in your memory bank.
Yep. And you can give us a call because we still have a little bit of time. And if you want to reach me off the air, 904-730-3900. And then you can also go to healthinsurancethomas.com, either go to the online chat feature or go to the contact us page, find Dan, and send me an email with the contact me link.
All right. Sounds great. Great show. Great information. Great callers today. We'll see you in about a week, Dan.
All right.